Start of the NFL season tonight. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Let's go out to Vegas, bring in our buddy John Murray from the Westgate Superbook. Talk about where the sharp action is going on. And Sam, you had the bear in your room because you're out in New York recording later today, bear bets. And everybody's talking Survivor. We're all talking Survivor. People are throwing out Cincinnati. And I got uneasy just with the conversation of Cincinnati. How you doing, John?
I'm good. I can't do Cincinnati, Joe. No. I told you guys off the air. I've been knocked out of that contest two times in week one. A couple years ago, the Bengals lost to the Steelers. If you remember that, they missed an extra point. Not that I hold a grudge. And then last year, I think like half the pool got knocked out when they lost to the Patriots. So I can't do it again. I'm going somewhere else, buddy.
So you don't believe in the do theory. Joe gave the stat the other day. The last 6 years, the Bengals are 1-11 straight up in the first 2 weeks.
Okay.
Zach Taylor.
Sam, do you remember the Simpsons when Krusty the Clown made all that money on the Clown College and bet it all on the Washington Generals?
Because he thought they were Generals were due.
Yeah. I mean, that's really bad gambling advice, man. I mean, Krusty the Clown, he lost all the Clown College money. I'm not losing all my Survivor money on the do theory, pal. I'm going somewhere else.
I'm with you. I tried to talk my guys into Philly, and they don't want to do Philly because they want to save Philly for Black Friday when they play the Bears and your guy, Caleb Williams. So we can talk ourselves in and out of anything, but I think the biggest issue, the more people you have in Survivor, and you're in Survivor, we can talk about this. When you have three, four people in a pool, there's so much analysis paralysis, and then everybody starts getting pissed at each other.
You know, the only time I've really done well in these pools, and I've been playing in these contests since I've been in Vegas since 2007, here's some serious advice. The only time I've done well, the only time I've cashed was when I did it by myself. And maybe that sounds arrogant, but I don't really mean for it to sound arrogant. I mean it seriously. I didn't have all these different voices saying what to do, what not to do, second guessing everybody. It was just me going in. And now this is two caches out of like 1,000 entries. This is not bragging. I don't think it's a coincidence that the only times I did well is because I was by myself. When you have too many chefs in the kitchen, Sam, I don't know if it works. It also depends on how loud some of those chefs are. You know, I've been paired with some friends of yours over the years that had very strong opinions. And I think it didn't help. Let's say that.
There are a number of contests going by the name Kelly and Murray that you can sign up for right now. which I'm guessing.
I don't know what you're talking about, Joe.
Yeah. What about the noise as far as tonight? Because you're referencing that. I think that's very smart advice if you're in these contests. But there's a lot of noise relating to no more Micah Parsons in a Cowboys uniform. When you look at how much this point spread has moved and what his true value is, what's happening over at the book there?
I think Parsons is one of the best defensive players in the league. I'm not going out on a limb there, but we never expected a 100% Micah Parsons to be playing in tonight's game. Maybe if he had worked out a deal with Dallas in the last 7 days, he might have taken the field. I'm sure he's been working out all summer, obviously, but I don't think anybody thought he was going to be the full defensive player of the year caliber Micah Parsons tonight. I don't think he'll be that player on Sunday for Green Bay either. I really don't think that the line move here has that much to do with the Micah Parsons trade. It's more to do with a lot of people betting on Philadelphia. And what are we going to get tonight, guys? You already know this. Moneyline parlays and teasers starting with the Eagles. How many teasers are the books going to write? Going from Philadelphia tonight to Denver. Talk about another popular Survivor play. Denver, Sunday afternoon, they play Tennessee. I think Arizona is going to be in a lot of teasers. And I think the Washington, they call them the Commanders, Sam. The Washington Commanders at home against the New York Football Giants. That's another one. But the big one's going to be Philadelphia, Denver. And the books are already seeing that. And I think that's why you're seeing that number move up a little bit.
Yeah, that was the protection that we were talking about earlier, Joe. And I wrote about this for Fox today with NFL czar Ed Sammons from the Westgate. And he said, look, they're going to just tease it. They're going to tease it at 8. Yeah. let's just get ahead of it. Let's move to 8.5, see what happens. And then there was finally some support for the Cowboys. I personally call the team the football team, formerly known as the football team. I think it's very funny. I also think Washington should just change the name every year. Think about the merch you could rack in every single year if you just change the team name every year.
They did such a good job with the Commanders branding. I would be really excited to see what they would do next, Sam. You know, that was such a popular name. It's a good idea. I think that's probably,
very good name. All right, so you know I like the Raiders. You had said during the break you saw some sharp accounts on the Raiders. What else are the sharps like so far, week one?
Yeah, we did. Raiders plus 3.5 and plus 3. They're at New England. And then another side note there, New England was such a popular team in the offseason, guys. You know, they had – everybody liked their draft. Everybody liked the addition of Mike Vrabel, the hiring of Mike Vrabel. They spent a ton of money in free agency. They were such a popular futures team. But what we saw towards the end of the summer was sharp groups coming in under their win total. So betting under the New England win total and betting on the Raiders plus the points week one, some savvy groups there. I would say Tampa Bay is another sharp side we've seen this week at the book. And then on Monday night, Minnesota, that they've flipped, the favorite flipped in that game. They play at Sam's Bears and Caleb Williams, my guy, on Monday night. So those are three. And then, and also this week, early in the week, Carolina got some sharp money. Carolina's an interesting team. Because, you know, I think everybody wrote off the quarterback last season. Everybody wrote that team off. But they were starting to play better at the end of the year. And that division, I do like Tampa, but look, that division is not the AFC North, Joe. It's not the NFC West. It's not one of the better divisions in the league. There's a possibility there that a team could come out of nowhere and win the NFC South. I don't think it's that crazy to think Carolina could be in the mix.
Going against the public is not the wisest betting strategy blind, right? But we were talking earlier in the week how it seems like early on in seasons that they're just horrendous. And you guys saw it at the book last week in college football. Last NBA season, I remember with Sam, we were talking about it the first couple weeks, how bad the public was. Do you recall them doing that with the NFL? Do they tend to struggle early on? Or is it just, you know, year by year, sometimes they do well?
I think it varies. I mean, the one difference with the NFL and college is there's only going to be a couple of big decisions for us this week. You know, there's going to be maybe 3 to 5 games that'll really tilt the weekend for us. And if we don't get enough of those games, we're not going to do well. College football, it's a lot more spread out. We had so many big decisions last week. You know, everybody talked about the Texas game. We did well in that game. We did well on Miami beating Notre Dame. We cleaned up when Florida State beat Alabama. The decisions were just spread out all over the weekend. This week, you're probably going to get – I'm sure we'll have a big decision on Sunday night football. We always do. And then we'll really need one of the afternoon games. It'll probably be Tennessee against Denver. That'd be my guess. But there's only going to be a couple really big swings. And if we don't get them, we're not going to do well. So I don't know. I can't say that I've seen anything – about the public doing poorly necessarily in week one versus any other week.
I'm sure you haven't seen a lot of this because you're so busy and you have a lot of things going on in Nevada, but these books across the country now, John, Joe and I brought it up yesterday and then we got a bunch of reaction offline, tweets, DMs, all that. There's a book in Illinois that is dealing 2-team 6-point teasers at minus 148. And we discussed that yesterday. Ridiculous. Only to be outdone by other books in other states dealing minus 154, minus 160, and minus 170 on teasers now.
Yeah, I mean, I got to think, I don't want to speak for another operator, but my guess would be that they did very poorly on teasers last year. Remember last season in the NFL was so, the public did so well, the chalk did so well. That could be a reaction of somebody looking at the teaser results from last season and saying, we got to change the pricing. That would be my guess, but I don't want to speak for those operators. But, you know, the good thing that there is if you're a player, if you're a customer of one of those books, you don't have to bet teasers. And if they're – what was that last price you gave, Sam? Minus 164? Minus 160?
Minus 170.
I think I blacked out. Minus 170. Look, if they're doing two-team six-pointers at minus 170, they're basically telling you, don't bet your two-team teasers here. right? Yep. You got to go somewhere else for those. That's you have no chance of winning. And I don't know exactly what you're doing there, but I'm sure that if you're doing favorite teasers at that price, you'd be better off doing a money line parlay. So always check to see. Now it's different if you're teasing up. If you're teasing up through seven, up through those numbers. But if you're teasing down, trying to make it a pick 'em, check the money line parlay price. I bet it's better than minus 170.
With John Murray, the Superbook out in Las Vegas, you mentioned how popular New England was. It has been throughout this offseason. Any other teams that stand out, whether it's win total, Super Bowl, where they can't stop betting them?
Yeah, definitely Denver. You know, Denver's a team that I bet over 5.5 wins last season. They started 0-2. There was a lot of trouble in paradise there, but they righted the ship. They actually ended up making the playoffs. And now everybody seems to be picking them again this season. More money came in on their win total yesterday at the book. They're a very popular week one play. I'm guessing they will be the number one play in Survivor this week, guys. We talked about Survivor. Denver is a team getting a lot of publicity, a lot of play in the futures market. But that is a really tough division. We think the Raiders are going to be better this year. And we know that the Chargers are going to be good. And obviously Kansas City is going to be in the mix for the Super Bowl again. So I would say Denver's a team. It's already, in my opinion, they're overpriced a little bit. I think there's probably a better place to go for your futures bets, but they're a very popular team. And then one team getting a lot of sharp play in the last, call it 10 days, is the New York Giants. The New York Giants over their win total. They got a lot of good players on defense. We'll see what happens at quarterback there. The Cowboys maybe taking a step back this season without Micah Parsons. But Washington and Philadelphia do look very good in that division. Giants do have a tough schedule, but there is a lot of talent there, and they were a massive underachiever last season. So it does make sense people be looking to bet them over this year.
When your shop found out about the Parsons trade, what's the first thing you guys did, and how's the action been maybe on the Packers or the North in general in the NFC?
You know what's funny? Nowadays you have so many markets. You have so many, like, team with the worst record, team with the best record. First thing you had to do was close everything and then reassess it all. Didn't do much with week one, but certainly tweaked all the teams in the NFC North. You know, you can raise the Lions a little bit, raise the Bears, raise the Vikings a little bit, because now you've got to believe Green Bay is going to be better. And then we raised all the Cowboys stuff, bumped down a little bit of the NFC East teams. Dallas, I don't really know exactly what Dallas is doing, but I do think it makes Green Bay a lot stronger. They're a team. They just brought in one of the best defensive players in the whole league. They got a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. They're in a really tough division. And you look at Dallas, their defense was terrible last year, and now they traded away their best player. I think Dallas is going to score a lot of points, but it's hard to picture them winning many football games with that defense.
What about sharp action in college football for week number two?
I feel like week two games aren't that good, fellas. You know, I like complaining about the schedule every week, Joe. And I looked at the schedule. I didn't think it was that good, but a couple sharp sides we got. We got Oregon State against Fresno, Maryland against Northern Illinois, Toledo against Western Kentucky. Toledo had an easy cover for me last week, guys. You know, very easily covered against Kentucky. I was very pleased with that easy win last week. But no, college football, I feel like they're doing the right thing. You know, they had a front-loaded schedule last week. They know everybody's going to be NFL-focused this week, and it looks like they took a little bit of a step back. I think Michigan-Oklahoma is a great game on Saturday night, but quiet week so far in college football. The focus here very much on Sam's league, the NFL.
I was waiting for you guys to hang a market. What will happen more, touchdowns in Iowa, Iowa State, or punts in Iowa, Iowa State? I was waiting for that market,
Jim. I can talk to the guys. I like that. I mean, wasn't punts like a huge favorite though? I mean, I have to take a look at that one. Yeah, that's actually a decent game though. There's a couple of pretty good games. I really think Michigan Oklahoma is interesting because the winner of that game is really going to be in a position to make the college football playoff. but they both have really, really tough schedules in their conferences this season, both with new quarterbacks that are both getting a lot of buzz. We took a lot of money on John Mateer to win Heisman. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a big liability for us in the Heisman pool. I didn't get to see the Michigan game last week. I know they beat New Mexico. I didn't see any of that game. I'd like to get eyes on Underwood, see what he looks like. And I do think – I make my jokes about this week, but I do think that game's very interesting.
Yep, for sure. John Murray, Superbook out in Las Vegas. Thank you, John. Enjoy all the football this weekend.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
All right, good stuff there. Sharp action, college and the NFL. So take note there. Also take note of lightning bets on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM network.